Meseches Gittin, Perek Dal, Mishnah Ches. Hamaitzi is Ishtai, if somebody divorces his wife, Mishum Eilinus, because she is barren, he believes that she's barren and she cannot have children. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, La Yachser, he cannot remarry her. Rabbi Yehuda was afraid that she will marry somebody else and have children, and then the first husband will come and say the divorce was a mistake and had no effect, and that will cause the new children to perhaps be considered mamzerim. The Chacham say, Yachser, no, he can remarry her. Nises la'acher, if she does in fact get married to somebody else, v'hayu la'banim, heymenu, and she actually does have children from that somebody else, thus proving that she's not an islandess, v'hisay vask subasa, and now she's coming and she's saying, pay me my ksuba, because from the first divorce, because she was an islandess, the first husband would not have been obligated to pay her ksuba, and now that she's been proven not to be an islandess, she's saying, hey, pay me. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, Amar la, say to her, Shikusech, your silence, yafelich mediburech, is better than what you're saying. Because according to what she's saying now, that she was not an islandess all along, the husband was mistaken in divorcing her. The divorce was all one big mistake. He would not have divorced her if he would have known that he would have to actually pay all this money. He only divorced her because he wouldn't have to pay this money. So if she's going to follow this argument, she's going to land up making her children from the remarriage mamzerim. Mishnah Tess. If somebody sells himself and his children to a non-Jew, and we're talking about someone who does this repeatedly, we do not redeem him. We don't want to encourage that kind of behavior, so we're not going to redeem him. Aval, however, we do redeem the children after their father dies because we're afraid they will become assimilated. Now, the Sefer of this Mishnah has two different gersois. We're going to read first the one that is consistent with the Gemara. Hamaycher es sadehu lagai. If somebody sells his field in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, lekeach umevi mimenu bikurim, we say you are still obligated to buy from this guy and to bring from this field bikurim, mepnei sikana oilam, because of sikana oilam, because we want to discourage people from selling their fields to non-Jews. The alternate reading goes as follows. Hamaycher es sadehu lagai. Somebody sells his field in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. The chazer v'lakcha mimenu Yisrael, and then another yid goes and buys it back. Halakeach mevi mimenu bikurin. The new buyer now brings bikurin, even on those fruit that ripened while in the possession of the guy. We say he has to bring bikurin. Bepnei sikana oilam, because of sikana oilam. The tikkun oilam here is we want to show any prospective purchaser that this land retains its holiness while the guy owns it, and that the fruit will have the mitzvah of bikurim on them, even though the guy had possession of the land. So therefore we say we're going to make you bring bikurim, and this will encourage people to actually buy the land back because they will see the kedusha of this land through this takana.